Oh, did I only get shot before that? Get it together, woman.
I remember my first time walking.
Please tell me you fell.
Many times.
Did you really?
No. It's like you have one job.
To walk.
It's like when, you know, the field goal kicker just, like, can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds very, very familiar. Still too soon if you're a Bears fan. But you know what? That vomit isn't going to slip on itself. All right? It is very slippery out there, and there's puddles of yesterday's lunch of celery. I feel bad for those ladies. That was the Jay Giles Band, and you've never lived in Boston if you've not run into Peter Wolf, the skinny lead singer of Jay Giles Band.
Really?
Like, just by the ATM, just out of nowhere. He'll, like, appear as if in a dream, and, like, he'll just sort of kind of, hey, man, sort of spin around, and all of a sudden he's gone. But, like, everyone in Boston has got a Peter Wolf sighting. He's like Sasquatch, but much more popular.
Fast. What does he look like?
He looks like if Mick Jagger and Lou Reed had a baby and it had AIDS.
Oh.
Is there a photo of him?
How old is he now?
It's Peter Wolf, right? That's his name. I would say he's either 40, no, I would say probably in his 60s, or he is not an age period because he does not exist on our ethereal plane.
Oh.
That's the best way to describe him. I don't think he is of this earth. But he does live on planet Boston, and again, I've definitely seen him more than once. There he is. That picture doesn't do him justice because he really has that heroiny look.
Yeah, like the super hollow cheekbones.
Yes, exactly. He was on Red Eye back in the day. But yeah, he's just sort of like this weird. He's almost like Elf on a Shelf. But in Boston.
Nice.
All over the place.
Except he won't judge you.
Yeah.
The elf will.
Do you worry sometimes that the elf judges you, staring right through you?
Oh, isn't that the point? The elf is supposed to watch what you're doing and report back to... I don't have kids. Why do I know this?
I love it. I love it when you pretend to be maternal or human, for that matter. How was last night?
Last night was great. I went to New Jersey again, and I saw my boyfriend's show once again.
Give it a plug.
My very own British Invasion at the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey. It's going on through the beginning of March, so get your tickets online. He played a different role last night, which is why I went.
He didn't play Paul
McCartney? No, it's his ensemble track, which I think I like better because he's like on the stage more. But he was like a supporting role last night. He plays a role called the Hammer, so he is like, you know, that threatening British guy who like. Basically in the scene, he's like in a car with the lead guy and he's like threatening his life and he likes to smash cars as he drives by.
That's the role.
So he's called the Hammer.
Like
but anyway, it was really great. It was a lot of fun. So I did that.
Do you like his tequila?
He did.
That was a good present.
I gave him his Valentine's gift last night. I like to stick to booze. I feel like that's the best.
You know what? It occurs
kind of
to me.
Valentine's gift.
Yeah, booze is a good gift, but it occurs to me that your favorite booze is tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. That reminds me of when Homer Simpson got Marge a Valentine's Day gift, and it was a bowling ball, and it said Homer on it because he wanted her to know who it was from.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the equivalent of you giving someone tequila.
Well, to be fair, he is the one who got me extra into tequila.
Oh, okay.
Do you know? So it's like we can both enjoy it together.
Oh, you can both enable each other. Just delightful.
But so I give him his gift because I said I didn't know like when I was going to see you next because he has, you know, shows all weekend. And he's like, oh, I left your gifts at home. Lies.
Aye,
bloody lies. He didn't get me a goddamn thing. Now he has to.
I left you a Valentine's Day gift at home as well. Yeah.
That's fine.
We'll give it to you on Monday.
I just didn't get you one. See, I prefer to be
honest. I got you one last year, but it's just like it was so obvious that I just picked up a beer with soot all over it right across the street from the show that it's just like, what's the point? I was telling somebody in the green room, like, if you're single, that's the best part about Valentine's Day. You don't have to buy anybody anything.
Yeah.
For me, it's be on a budget day. Although I did see something Valentine's Day related last night. It actually one had nothing to do with the other, but it's fucking great. The Ted Bundy tapes. I know. I honestly did not even do the math. I'm not like one of those people that sits there going, I'm single on Valentine's Day. Fucking hate that shit. But it was very much a coincidence, but it's really good.
You have to really hope that you don't have some sort of strange accidental death, because then they're going to go look at what you did last night. It's like, oh God. Oh, what was he watching? Yeah. Oh no. You know?
It's a very, very
It's like, one. You know, deleting your browser history before you like go on a trip just in case something happens to you. Am I the only one that does that?
I need to start doing that. Well, Anna Faris always says that she has a special friend of hers that knows that the minute that she like gets run over by a car or what, dies tragically. But that friend is to go to her house and, like, has an actual note that allows her in to do all this stuff and go right next to her drawer near her bed and no questions asked, take the whole drawer. Just take the whole drawer.
Her goodie
out.
Drawer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, she never specified what was in there, but one can use their imagination.
Yeah.
Very good.
You were watching the Ted Bundy tapes?
Yeah, man.
Is it as good as the Clinton affair?
Yeah, I got to stop talking about that. I've got some issues. I see everything's an earworm for me now. I just harp on one thing.
How similar are Ted Bundy and Bill Clinton?
Shockingly similar.
Really?
Well, no. But I didn't realize how fucking prolific a killer he was. And he escaped not once, but twice. And also not that smart. Like, everyone talks about, oh, he could have been a lawyer and charming. He wasn't very charming. He was a little Asperger-y. And everything he said was like someone trying to pretend to be a human. Like, this is something a normal human being would say, but it still comes off a little fucked up. And every time you hear him talking any of these tapes, it's like, oh, of course you're a psychotic serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing he was hiding. It's very clear that he is extremely damaged. Not like Gino damaged, but like in the I'm going to drink your blood.
Did he have parents?
Yeah, they were at, his mom was at the trial and very normal. Jeffrey Dahmer's parents seem normal. Yeah.
Wow, man.
You never know. That's why you should have as many kids as you want. Because if you just have one, it could end up being a serious.
Or like,
that's all you got.
Another reason why I don't want any.
Thank you. It's like, good. It's good.
Do you have
control.
To keep loving the kid if they become a serial killer? Like,
yeah.
Are you partly responsible? Should you be held accountable?
Definitely not me. Maybe the asbestos in my wall. That would somehow plague his brain and have him become a serial killer. But the other thing, too, is goddamn, did he have a type. Every single person he killed looked exactly alike. It was uncanny.
Was there a hair color?
They're all black and white photos, but from what I could tell, it seemed that he liked sort of auburn, almost redheads. So wherever Chrissy Mayer is, she should be happy he is in the electric chair. But yeah, had a type. And really just went to town on him. I mean, like, there was so much to that story. And then also when he would escape, instead of, like, maybe doing a low profile or trying to make his way to Connecticut, nope, just bathing in blood again, just trying to kill as many people as he possibly could before he got caught again. There
you know,
we go.
I wonder if you were, let's say, a blonde woman who dated him and he didn't kill you, and then you find out that he had a type that he killed. Obviously, you're happy you're not dead. But isn't there a part of you that goes, why not me? Like, was I not good enough for you? Like, why weren't you obsessed enough with me?
Thank you for
try to kill me.
Thank you for that little preview into your weird, weird, fucked up head. But one of his girlfriends testified because when they were swimming one time out of the blue, he just went, it took her head and put it under the water for a while and then put it up and sort of acted like it was a joke, which is like that her one testifying thing was like, I really believed he was going to kill me. But you could kind of tell in the back of her head, she's like, why didn't he kill me? Like,
yeah.
Why was I not good enough to have him write his name in blood on the wall next to me.
That's also why I hate pool games. I absolutely hate them.
Well, you're not a strong swimmer.
I'm not a strong swimmer. But even in an like above ground pool, playing Marco Polo, that is hell to me. That is like a form of torture. Especially if I'm Marco. Or wait, am I Polo? Whoever's eyes are closed, it's the worst because my biggest fear in life is being blind. So like not being able to see and being in a large body of water with people being shifty around you, it's not fun.
Why do I picture you wearing floaties and a very unhappy looking face? Like
there's always a noodle nearby.
You can just sit there and float on that. Or you're in one of those little like floating turtles right in the middle of it. You know, every once in a while I watch the competition, make sure that we're on the up and up as far as, I don't know what I'm talking about. God damn, I'm hungover. Anyway, every once in a while I watch The Clue, The View.
Ugh. We have competition. We're on that level.
Yes,
you think
exactly.
Very highly of us.
We're a morning show, so I just figured. But look at the resting bitch face on both of these ladies.
Mm.
As far as The View is concerned, we need this kind of animosity towards each other. I think it'll spice things up. Take a look. This is Joy Behar and Meghan McCain. Oh, yeah. I don't think they're living their best life.
That's what the country needs. We just need to slide to the bottom and just keep bullying each other. That's what this country needs.
Can I say something now? Is that okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Joy, do I have permission?
Yes, you may now.
I have permission to speak now on Amy Klobuchar. We're all good. Okay, two quick things. Number one, I have friends who are at her announcement. No, by all means, keep going, Joy.
No, if you're going to have a hissy fit, we can't continue.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. That was real. You could feel the venom there. That's good stuff.
It's just, what's that show? Like Girls Behaving Badly or like Bad Girls Club? Do you remember that?
Yes.
This is like the white version with like highly educated, celebrity types. Just like.
Yeah.
God, it's like, it's to the point where it's not even humorous. It's just uncomfortable. It's like, can you guys like deal with that?
That's, I cringe
on your own time.
That's why I thank God you were entertaining at the Queens of Compound thing, because I have such stomach cringes if someone like embarrasses themselves in front of me or gets into a fight like that. It's just, I've got some problems.
But it's also like, as women, it just makes people who don't like when women talk hate it even more. It's just ammunition for them to say, God, see, when you get a bunch of women together discussing ideas, this is what happens. They tear each other down. Like, why? We don't need men to do it. Women, y'all hate each other enough.
I like it when women who are from Jersey all of a sudden weirdly turn Southern.
I always
y'all.
Say y'all.
I know
I've
you
always
do.
Said it.
You
y'all
do.
Can count.
Yep. It's very folksy. Speaking of women, I had the 1-2 punch of going for the wrong day to my physical therapist yesterday.
Oh, God.
It's actually today. Happy Valentine's Day to me. And when I went to go to the men's room beforehand, the fucking security, this is why I need a haircut, the security guard yells out, ma'am, you can't go into the men's room.
Oh, my God, I wish I was there to witness that.
Yeah, and I turn around, I look at him like, I didn't even say anything. Everyone else was like, bruh. So I think maybe that'll be my little Valentine's gift.
Also,
to me getting a haircut today.
Also, why can't you just choose the restroom you want?
Thank you. I was trying to create awareness by looking like a girl going into the women's room.
I feel like, especially at an institution of medical assistance.
Fire wrist curling. Yes, exactly.
That they would allow whatever bathroom, gender inclusive bathrooms.
I like it when you use words, but you don't know what they mean. A couple of these videos, I didn't take a look at them last night because I wanted to be surprised, but I don't necessarily know if they're talkers. Namely, what's this motorcycle video
one? Oh, gosh.
Is this need an introduction or can we go straight to it? Because
I
feel like
I can do a nice introduction. Ladies, it's Valentine's Day. You got to shave your legs.
Nah. I like all natural. I like you to look like Gino.
You got to shave your legs. And you know what? Sometimes you don't have time, so you got to multitask like this girl here. Check it out.
Let me guess, Jersey. Oh, no. Someplace in California. That's fucking great. Oh, why can't she be single?
And there is another video from another angle.
Oh, man.
Although there it looks like it looks like she's shaving her hoo-ha.
Yeah, it does. Well, he's going to get some later. Good for you, buddy. Although, sadly, that looks like her dad.
Do we have the video from the other angle? Because she is, like, full on shaving her legs. Like, also the razor burn.
Well, the wind burn coupled with the razor burn. I really hope she moisturizes. Is that the only angle? Well, I need to get a visual on her face because she's not going to be dating that guy for much longer.
So this person pulls up kind of behind them. There she goes. That's right. Now, here's the issue.
She's really hot.
Oh no. Apparently, too much hair is hot.
This is fucking great. Oh, man.
But I do think that she is holding is she holding a phone in her other hand? Maybe she is recording
it. I thought that was like shaving cream or something.
Very interesting. She's not, I mean, is it comfortable to not wear pants on a motorcycle?
No, it's a Red Bull, I think.
A what?
A Red Bull, like a drink.
Of course she is. That
also,
or a Mountain Dew.
This takes place as soon as I say the location, you'll understand it.
Oh, I know.
Dayton, Florida.
Of course. When in doubt, Florida, people. Florida, Florida, Florida. Said it before.
So, ladies, there's no excuse. Shave your legs, okay?
She's either dating a much older man or she's shaving her legs on the seat of her father's fucking motorcycle. I don't know what's worse.
I just wish I had that level of not giving a shit.
I think you're almost there. I think you're almost there.
You know, just like social normities, fuck them. Right here. You know?
I like the expression you used while you do it. If you had the level of not giving a shit is just not shaving, period, is it not?
No. I mean, not giving a shit about what other people think. You should give a shit about your own personal hygiene. I do. I shave for me.
That's, by the way, the name of your next memoir. I shave for me.
It's a self-help book.
Yeah. And actually, you hold up a shaver and it's just covered in like a gerbil's worth of hair. And you're just looking really cute and pleasant. I hope Five Fan Photoshop's watching. May have given him a little hint. Unless you want to extol any happy Valentine's Day wishes to friends or family, we can get in our lovely guests.
I will say I do support Valentine's Day and our economy. It's a boon for the economy. Capitalism's a good thing. Especially, you know what? Not even just on the 14th. Guess what happens on the 15th? All that candy, half off. Go out and get some.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
I wish I had diabetes because I would go and do that. All right, let's bring them in. I don't know if this... you guys. Arian Costello, we just saw her on the Queens of Compound. It was wonderful.
Joe was a hit.
Joe killed it, I have to admit.
She was such a good co-host.
You guys actually were quite lovely foils. Oh, fuck you. Stop trying to poach her from me.
I didn't want to come across that on Twitter, but, you know.
You guys were good foils for each other. It was very funny. Natasha Delana.
Yes.
She's a high-powered executive at a
major. Biggs was here, I apologize.
Major media conglomerate. We can't mention. Looks like
Biggs everywhere on
Figs.
This.
Oh, and Chrissy. It's a mix of Chrissy and Figs.
And they're just shitting glitter today?
I have no idea.
Pants are going to love this.
Yeah. Pat Dixon can just come on in whenever he joins us.
Yeah, Pat.
Oh, God. Pat runs on Pat time. Well, thanks so much for coming, guys.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Happy
Valentine's
V-Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Vagentine's.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I don't understand what you did there wordplay-wise.
Oh, because you don't know what vag means.
I actually have a video just for that. Look at how pleased you are with yourself. Seriously, what
or
does
Bill.
It mean? What does it mean?
What do they say? If you don't see it, you forget it?
Yeah.
Well, since I haven't seen it in a long time, I've just decided to grow my facial hair like one. So I get to see it every morning in the mirror. Give me my razor and a motorcycle. I actually have a vagina-related clip. You know what? We love Nikki Glaser.
I love this, by the way. Did you watch it?
Joanne was on a short film with her.
She's awesome.
Playing, yet again, a reporter. Really raising your wings there. Nikki Glaser's hilarious. This is her. I never knew that this was something that women thought about, that this was an issue. But what day, if not this, then to cover it?
This was
Nikki
great.
Nikki Glaser discussing all things Lady Vagina on Conan.
But there are so many girls like me. And now I see them because I spy on girls in my locker room at the gym. And I see a lot of hermit crabs looking for new shells, if you know what I'm saying.
I've never heard that term before.
Cocaine cook. And this was like, she described it for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I only have a small portion of it.
Yeah.
You just replaced the suitcase with something much worse. That's,
I'm like, okay. Get back in there!
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. It's a vagina like mine, like, there's just a lot to deal with. Masturbation becomes a problem. Like, it's just, there's just so much to get through. And even finding my clitoris, I mean, I know that's a whole thing of like, well, where is it? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
You don't know where your clitoris is.
I don't blame men. I'm I have to, like, I have to go through it like a Rolodex. Like, I pretend I'm an 80s secretary. I'm like, I'll have
how many euphemisms could you come up with in one time?
Like, Pat Dixon. Of course we're talking about vaginas. He walks in.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing, Pat Dixon.
That would be hilarious to keep my space without a post-it. I'm going to use that, a bookmark, to remember where it is. But yeah, it makes masturbation. I mean, I'm like, I wasn't, here I go again. Like, I wasn't even planning this, but like, I'm so frustrated by masturbating recently. Like, it takes me so much. And I think it's because I got a lot going on down there. But man, I got like, I use like 3 different toys. I'm sitting on one just because it's like, it's there and I don't want to neglect it. So I'm like, I'll just sit on it.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got it on a dimmer switch, so I'm working it with my elbow. Then I got something in me. I got something on my clit. I feel like a one-man band. And I just, I really do. I feel like there should be a monkey on my shoulder with a tambourine.
This is like a plebeian or
something. From
You know, it's as sober as his hair would indicate. You guys, thanks, Gino, I think. Pat Dixon, you guys, he is the host of Trump Live at 8 p.m. on Compound, also of the New York City Crime Report, also on this channel and on that online. Thank you.
Nikki Glaser, she really can't find, like, a dick?
Yeah, I,
nobody will fuck her?
She, yeah, there was a lot. Well, the one thing, the clip, like, the amount of euphemisms, all of them original.
He walked in late.
For vagina that she went through in that clip were legion. And the one part that she doesn't get to is that when women watch porn, many of them, like herself, feel meager because she has what can best be described as an overstuffed wallet. And you don't normally see that brand of bush in your adult
vagina.
Where did she come up with all those names for a vagina? I think she was reading from a book of black baby names.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Pat.
It's not unfunny.
It's less offensive the more of the Irish whiskey that you have, guys. By the way, I do own that book. Natasha, cheers, guys.
Happy V-Day.
Happy V-Day.
Happy Parkland Shooting Day.
What?
Oh. Was that a year ago?
It was.
On Valentine's
today,
Day?
Oh, God. Well, you know what? We're creating awareness. Natasha, is this an issue with women that I have just never been aware of?
You know what? It's funny. I never really thought it was an issue, too. But recently, a lot of people...
I wouldn't say issue.
I mean, is it something... Is this just something she's saying to...
Do you lay awake at night?
Yeah, exactly. I'm
anxious about your vagina.
I mean, mine is okay. I just don't know, like...
Winning endorsement.
Healthy attitude.
Yeah, mine is great and healthy. But the thing is, it's like, last night, I actually was watching the whole thing that she did on Conan. Yep. And I, like, right? And, like, I started sketching in my head, because she brings up pornography. She was like, guys know what vaginas look like because they look at porn.
Yeah, and she thinks it's just, we just think it's a cute little vertical smile. And
yeah.
Like, there's other kinds, yeah.
Yeah, you're just double-clicking the mouse. No big deal. Yeah, but it's, but the truth
another euphemism.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't call it a mouse.
It's a harrowing situation because I was now I'm concerned that women are concerned about their own.
Well, no, I just
know I didn't know this was a thing.
I really didn't know it was a thing.
I'm not concerned. I just think it's cool that she's confident enough to talk about it. So that does a thing for women, though. So women can relate to this. That's like the beauty about her comedy, too, is she's not scared to talk about it.
It's not that hard to be confident when you look that good in that dress.
Well,
there's a lot of legs going on there.
Actually, Conan mentions it over and over, and he's like, you know, you're hot, you're attractive.
Yeah.
Like, you're over and over and over again. And I'm sure he had a hard on the whole time she was talking about her vagina.
What I thought was interesting is just the fact that I would think of Conan as like my uncle.
Yeah.
Yes.
So again, like you
he's
said,
always like, don't swear.
And like the balls or the vagina to do all of that in front of him.
Yeah.
That's sort of like, and it was so funny, but she does it in a way that's like, not too vulgar.
It's not like Schumer. It's like
what's nice about her delivery.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's tasteful, yeah.
And he was like, this isn't going to air. That's what he said during the thing.
He's very good, too, with like each new euphemism of just staring at the camera.
Yeah.
Like this. Like a very disappointed and stern stepdad. I guess that's kind of creepy. But yeah, someone on the comment section, and I hate it anytime I read a YouTube's comic section because I'm like,
worse.
Problem that way. But someone said that, to your point, that Nikki Glaser is what Amy Schumer wants to be. Like that. And it's like, can't you just give Nikki Glaser a thumbs
like,
up and
yeah, like
take another girl down?
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone's got labias. Like, just be nice to them.
Speaking of, Pat, you've seen a bunch.
Yeah.
Or so I hear. Gino's happy about
just on my wife alone.
Wait a second.
Have you ever met...
Born in Chernobyl.
Have you ever met a vagina you didn't like?
That's a great question.
You know, not met, you know, but, you know, become acquainted momentarily. Maybe I've seen one across the room or whatever. I mean, I met a vagina I didn't like.
Let's
Yeah, but you know what? I was polite enough to go ahead and get involved anyway.
Yeah.
You know what?
You are the real hero.
You know what? First responder. You know what I didn't know? That guys check out vaginas when we have our pants on, like our like yoga pants.
What? No, we don't.
Yeah. And I learned this recently. I was wearing yoga pants.
You said that because of what she's wearing today.
I'm wearing leggings.
I always wear a shirt that covers the front and the back.
But I just learned this. One of my guy friends said that he always checks out our vaginas, like no matter what we're wearing. He said all guys do it. I was like, and I've been asking
what
all guys,
they
and they
looking
do.
For
I don't know.
A meaty front? I don't know.
Pat Dixon?
I think so.
Bill?
It is most commonly referred
to as
a
World War II term.
Meaty.
Hey, it's a meaty front out there.
They said you can tell a lot by a girl, like, when they look at her vagina. Kind of like us looking at a dick print, I guess. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like a...
We're looking for a dick when we're looking.
Gotta stop hanging out with Norton, dude.
Only twice? Shut up.
Well, I mean, it's a cliche, but it's true. But when it comes from our end, we're just happy to be there, ladies. Just happy to be there. Can be an innie. It can be an outie. It can be a...
In here, outie.
What's that? It can be a razory. It's doubly. We're very, very open-minded. And I can't believe I'm actually speaking for dudes. And dudes that look like
lesbians. Can't either.
You know. Do you want to get to this Valentine's Day one? Because it's not going to work on Monday, don't you know?
Sure. Did we already do this
kind
one?
Kind of.
Which
it's
one?
Like, this one's like...
Oh, the seven things you should do?
Oh,
it's so stupid.
Seven ways to reclaim Valentine's Day if you're flying solo.
Jesus.
I feel like it needs to be read in that voice.
Take yourself out to dinner.
Buy yourself flowers.
Jesus.
Cook a heart-expanding meal
now I'm getting
for yourself. Pretend you're a tourist.
Taurus? I'm a Leo.
Pamper yourself. Buy yourself some lingerie. You heard me.
I think it's pronounced lingerie.
It literally says you heard me. This is my least favorite part about
the
article.
That's what's great
that
about
in
it.
In parentheticals,
wrote the article.
It says, you heard me. No, bitch, I read it. I didn't
really
hear anything.
He's the cock block at the bar. You can already tell.
Totally. Watch rom-coms and drink wine. That's a Tuesday. Go on an actual date. Yes.
What?
That sounds expensive.
Yeah.
So yeah, these are all things you can do anyway as any day as a form of self-love.
Well, give them your theory on Valentine's Day. There's nothing wrong with repeating yourself. They weren't
Valentine's here. Day. It's great for the economy.
$19.6 billion I read this morning.
Yeah,
spent.
That's wild. 19.6.
What a racket.
Yeah, the average American spends $143.
My theory about who celebrates it.
Yeah.
It's the people who don't go out. You know, it's the couple who's kind of boring. They don't really do anything special for each other. So it's the opportunity to do that. I feel like most people who don't actually celebrate it are the ones who typically live in cities, will go out all the time, have date nights and that sort of regularity to their romance.
Keep it low key. My wife came in. She was on the phone, right? And she had in her hand a carton of cigarettes and a box of chocolates. And she just dropped them on my lap and walked away.
God bless Maddie. I like that. That's the best gift ever. I would fucking kill for that gift.
Then when she got off the phone, she's like, that's for both of us, by the way.
Please tell me when you open the box of chocolates, they're already half eaten. One's been used as a little ashtray with a stub on it. That's a great gift, actually. The present, yeah. It's all in the present.
Cigarettes are expensive.
That's
$143. There's a decrease in domestic violence, Gino, this day.
I loved that fact.
One of 3 days.
Thank you for trying to encourage him not to.
You're welcome.
I mean, one of 3 days: Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Valentine's Day.
Rate. There's got to be a lot more babies that are.
Yes,
you know, made.
I did. An article. It's kind of hard to tell. Was like the science behind the data behind trying to figure out how many people are actually conceived, because you know, we go into labor at all different times.
Right.
Don't we, being a we, I'll never be. But it's kind of hard to tell. But yes, there is a slight jump right around mid-November in births, which means conceived Valentine's Day.
Well, Emery, I'm interested. The Valentine's Day makes sense. Thanksgiving, I think, kind of does, because you eat so much that you're too tired to beat up your wife.
Yeah, and then Christmas, it said.
It said
Thanksgiving, Christmas, stressful. Valentine's Day.
Christmas, I would think there would be more beating.
Every time
bad presents, kids annoying you. Obviously, you take it out on the old ball and chain.
No, maybe right, not. Guys? I don't know.
I think a lot of guys have actually left their wives by that time in the year, though.
That's a good point. Yeah, get it over with before
also,
the actual day.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're usually around family.
Yeah.
The protection.
AKA witnesses.
Yeah. It's so sad we're laughing about
kids
it.
Kids are like flashy little wall cameras. Ugh, you can't do anything around them. any Valentine's Day suggestions from your end, or should we just leave that in the
If you are single, I once did, and it was one of my favorite Valentine's Day. My sister and I went to Macy's, and we bought ourselves matching rings. We bought ourselves diamonds, because we didn't need no man.
Go to a bar.
Are you chanting that?
No, but we bought, these are our sister rings. It sounds like we're sister wives,
yeah.
Which is always a possibility.
Stop.
Times get tough.
Scissor time.
and then we went to dinner. And we got drinks, and so, like, I don't know. I think that it's about all the people you love in your life. Why not take a day to celebrate them? It doesn't just have to be a significant other, Bill.
By the way, that's called Galentine's Day, and it happened yesterday.
No, but it could be.
Define your terms!
It could be, you know, family, like your mother, family members you love, too.
I don't know what mumbers means. How about you guys? Any suggestions?
You seem like your dad sends you something on Valentine's Day.
He used to always.
By the way,
my sister and I.
Joe's really put together. We've learned at this Queens of Compound show.
Yes,
she's living her best life.
I would always get a gift from my dad.
Of course.
And over the years, it got really kind of strange. So it started out as like chocolates and little things or little bears, and then it morphed into like a Victoria's Secret gift card. Like, things I actually want.
What the
wow. He's telling
you. Oh, my
you
God.
There.
We have, this entire show has just been burying the lead of your dad buying you lingerie.
No. I get it every year for Christmas.
No, maybe he just thought maybe because she's getting older, not like a teddy bear would be weird.
And so, or it'll be like a DVD or, you know, like things more that like I would like.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Oh, shit. That was a butt plug I got.
Dad, is this a whip? It's called a cat o' nine.
I thought it was a plunger. I would get like little things. But now that I, you know, live in New York,
got therapy.
I don't really get stuff.
Did you ever ask about why he would give you the lingerie gift certificate?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's not okay. Victoria's Secret sells like
a lot of stuff.
No, they don't. It's all dildos all the time. No. I want to believe what
There's
I want to
no
believe.
No dildos.
Vagina in so long. Yeah, that's what he thinks.
Truthfully, if my
like they're doing pillow fights in Victoria's Secret.
Also, where if I didn't get a gift card to go buy new underwear, I wouldn't. Like, that's the thing. I have. Sometimes I need someone to tell me to go.
You guys also had that White Castle thing in there, too.
Thank you for always let us know the ones that you guys wanted to see. No, I'm serious. Otherwise, they.
I read them all. I like your story.
I love it when you do that.
Think of more ideas of things to do on Valentine's Day.
White Castle is usually 24 hours. I don't have it in front of me. Do you remember what the story was?
Found this one. So they've done it every year. So again, they're doing it this year. White Castle does a romantic night out for couples. So if you go to, it's participating White Castle. So check the one near you first. You go in, the tables are covered with tablecloths. It's a sit-down service, so people will come.
Amazing. Stuff. Wait, this is amazing.
People will come to your table to take your order. They have specials, and it's like decorated nice. And we have video of one of the dates there. This is from a few years ago, but I assume
talk
it looks
about living your best
exactly
life.
The same.
I love this. Front door.
She also said happy Valentine's Day, so she should be shot.
We have, sure. We have Love at First Bite. Turn up the heat. Put a ring on it.
Guys, I love this.
Express your love.
Or hot.
He's
what's
high.
In Love at First Bite?
12 burgers and two
oh,
fries.
He talks a lot.
Medium
so,
how do we know?
Yeah, he's either.
She's the most annoying.
By the way, though, I love this idea.
Hey. Just crashing your date.
They just wanted to be on TV.
Is really that romantic? Vagina. I mean, you guys are eating burgers.
Yeah,
she
looks just like her.
Listen to him.
Romantic if I feed him a french fry. So
there you go. They're on Molly.
Does it make it more
yeah.
memorable?
Really? Like, it actually does.
Because, you know, you go to these nice restaurants spending a lot of money, and they sort of get lumped together in your memory. I don't come to the fast food that often. Coming to White Castle is
you can't just, like, dangle that bait in front of Gino.
Dude, totally
and think he's...
Oh, God.
For the show.
Yeah, totally.
Wow, no. It's 11. A Holocaust joke is coming.
Yeah.
Beyond the present.
If anything, he's 7 minutes late.
It's a good rate. You know, though, all the kisses. I like White Castle.
I wonder how much it is.
This is where you take a woman you just started dating, like, February 1st.
Yeah. Yeah. Test them out a little bit.
Or
yeah.
First
what if
Valentine's
they love
Day, you're like,
White
whoops.
Castle.
Yeah, maybe they met at a White Castle.
Like
or maybe they
Bell
like
Boulevard.
All things castles. Like, they already went to medieval times, so then they're like,
medieval
what else can
awesome.
We do?
Natasha,
maybe they're just white.
Natasha, two-part question. How would you react if a guy took you on this as his first date? And secondly, have you ever seen a vagina that looks like a White Castle burger?
Oh!
Oh.
Are you answer lesbian? Them in any order you please.
Why them, like...
Did you hear she asked me if I was a lesbian because of that question?
I don't know.
She noticed she didn't answer.
Well, no, she did.
Oh, goddammit.
First, I think... First question, no, I would never give him the vagina if he took me to White
Castle. No, I said, have you ever seen a vagina that looks like a White Castle
this
burger?
This is a loaded question. It
yeah.
means that you have.
Yes, exactly.
No, I just thought about it looking at that White Castle. And also, I'm hungry.
Yeah. For what, Bill?
Vagina.
I brought donuts.
A burger that looks like a hockey puck. I mean, they like, all look
In-N-Out
good.
In-N-Out burger
good
that's called animal style. I mean,
oh,
I don't
God.
Know.
Oh, that would be an ugly vagina.
That would be an ugly vagina indeed.
Okay,
guys, stop vagina shaming!
I'm really happy that I've never seen an ugly vagina.
Aww. You know what? They're like snowflakes.
But
what would the guy...
I also very much love White Castle cheeseburgers because I'm a stoner.
I mean, yeah. I've had them sober, not the same experience.
Well, that's why you don't eat them sober.
Oh,
you
don't
have
like,
to be.
But some butter. People don't like
them. Oh, look at that.
What?
That's a
happy Valentine's burgers Day. That look like
you did.
What
you
is
did
that?
That?
What is that?
It's a vagina.
That's actually Nikki Glaser's upcoming movie.
No.
Is that like a prosthetic?
Nikki.
I think it's a
I don't know. Yeah,
sausage.
What kind of meal is that?
You want to Google blue waffle? No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I
want to look
no.
up.
Win them early
want to
in the
show
morning
them
for
blue waffle?
Waffle?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Don't,
well. Garrett's even shaking his head no. So
that's
idea.
That is it.
Happy
it
Valentine's Day.
Absolutely not.
He's like, the
blue
waffle
porn
disgusting.
Is
fine. Yeah. All right. Same question for you. Would you be impressed or sort of eye rolled if a guy took you on this for his first date?
I mean, if it was kind of like in a joking manner, yeah. Like, I'm not saying, like, if he was, like, being dead ass serious, I was like, oh, this guy's weird. Yeah. But, like, if it was, like, it depends, I guess, like, I don't know.
I mean,
how it came across.
Serious about that, exactly. No, we're going there.
I know, some guys are really weird guys. I don't know.
I think that it would only suck if you go there and then he says, okay, let's split the bill.
Yeah.
Oh, Dutch.
You know, like,
yeah. Going Dutch?
Going there because it's...
You got a 20... Yeah. What are they, a case yeah. of burgers or whatever? Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to say something really controversial. I don't like White Castle burgers. I think they taste awful.
That is not controversial. Because,
I think it's
like, I'm not a huge
of the onions.
Oh, really?
You don't like onions?
Yeah.
Well, the onions
yeah.
hide what is not really a burger.
And they're steamed.
Really not meat.
I prefer yeah. a flame broiled, not yeah. a steamed
like a
burger.
Burger King is not a paid advertiser, so stop it already.
Wink.
You just like that special sauce from that other place.
Although I do kind of look like a brunette Ronald McDonald today. God damn, I need a haircut. I had used to live near the White Castle. I believe Gina lives near it now. Boy, I'm plugging it a lot. Yeah. And it's 24 hours, and the first night I went there.
In Queens?
You told me
blackout.
This story.
I was a little blackout.
Boulevard?
Shocking. It's on 106, I believe.
Can we not tell people where Gino lives?
Gino actually lives in the White Castle. And he wears a knight's outfit, too, which is odd.
No, that's the name of Ant's place.
Yeah. He's like, all right, you look like French fries. Come on in.
He wears less a crown and more something looks like a sheet. Yeah, but I went in there, and I kind of didn't really recall everything. And then every time I would go back, they go, Salt Shaker, what's going on, Salt Shaker? And it was like Norm going into Cheers.
What?
And after a while, I was like, hey, guys. And I was just happy that people knew who I was. It was in a new neighborhood. And finally, I'm like, hey, guys, actually, my name is Bill. They're like, nah, man, you're Salt Shaker. And I thought, for a while, I thought it was because I was always the only white guy in there.
You thought it was like Cracker.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was like a cool new term for honky. And no, in fact, they had a communal salt shaker. And the first night I was there, I drunkenly went out with it. And when they started chasing me, I just ran off with it. Like, I remember the next morning, I saw a giant salt shaker on my floor. No fucking reason. And so there were people that were not even there that night that, like, they'd pass around, like, the guy, the weird looking guy with the fro, he's salt shaker. Just call him salt shaker. So the entire time I lived there, and it's been years, but I want to go back and see if they actually remember me.
You should.
I'm still salt shaker, yeah.
Man, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. White Castle. Nothing good happens at White Castle, particularly after around midnight.
After all that free salt, you can say that?
Yeah.
Your salt bill was nil.
Well, and by the way, they are great marketers because, as I have very few stories I told that one time on Red Eye, fucking White Castle sent us a case worth of White Castle burgers. And I had also mentioned that at another time I had left my shoe at White Castle when I was really drunk, and they sent me a new shoe. Along with the burger.
Oh my God, stop.
Very smart little marketer.
No, here's the thing. They're like, this guy is exactly our clientele. Yeah. We need him to represent our brand.
Or maybe they were like, right, don't come back for that shoe. Yeah.
They're like, let's just give it to him.
I think that the shoe was probably already in one of their recipes. Is there anything in here that strikes your fancy? I don't think we have that many.
I love all the stories.
Give us one that you like. Yeah, we got to do that more. We want to hear from the guests.
The Barbies that are coming out in the wheelchairs.
Oh, I love that. And
they're
I believe
like special needs Barbies and stuff.
Yes. That's my nickname for Natasha.
Disability. Oh.
Disability. One in a wheelchair, I think. Or
yeah. What's Mattel is.
Aesthetic leg. I'm like, aren't they plastic?
Yeah. It's called Barbie as truly. America.
Mattel is unveiling disabled dolls, including. Including one with a prosthetic leg and one in a wheelchair as it finally answers, please, the iconic toy to be made more inclusive. You know, there have been so many please.
And they make fat Barbies now, too.
I know. Yes. We knew this was coming when they made Barbies. Her realistic body proportions. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah. Next thing you know, cripple Barbie.
I'm still fighting for cellulite Barbie.
Yeah.
Not yet, but
that's
maybe
so
in 2020.
Though.
How about total cunt
wheelchair Barbie?
Also, but like,
there's
going
to be transgender Barbie.
Can't Becky have good hair?
There's going to be a Nikki Glaser Barbie with a really weird bush.
Yeah.
So it's debuting in the fall. These diverse dolls will join the ever-expanding fashionista.
Unicorn believer.
It will fly off the shelves.
Who's the boy?
Oh, they'll roll off the shelves.
Off the shelves, come on.
Like the millennial line.
Is she pregnant? The one in the wheelchair? She kind of.
Who would fuck a cripple?
The wheelchair.
Oh, no, that's a titanium leg. Look at that.
The wheelchair has apparently been the most requested accessory.
They're still super hot though. Like, come on.
You know how many people are actually turned on by this?
They should have like acne Barbie or something.
Yeah.
That's who's gonna buy them.
Totally. Or like Lazy Eye Lisa.
It just looks like that looks like Pride Ken. Like, he's just
wait,
he's just
who is that one?
Them.
Yeah, is that gay?
Yeah, that's not a straight kid.
They do have also an hijab Barbie.
What a skin.
Hijab?
Though.
Yeah, so it's a Barbie wearing a, you know, headdress, I guess.
Housewife
for,
Barbie?
For $30.99.
Domestic violence Barbie.
Get a job, Barbie.
Get a job, Barbie.
So, I, listen.
Your Olympics Barbie.
Wow. I am all for
Knievel.
See, showing
she can't just be a regular
women.
Girl in a wheelchair. She has to be a Paralympic. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That's actually a good point.
I mean, it's...
Couldn't she just be like a cross-training cripple? No, she's got to be in the Olympics.
Gold medal cripple.
Does she collect disability? Yes. Let's make it a real person here. Amory, would you purchase one of these dolls for like...
I never was into like Barbies or anything growing up, but I don't know. Maybe my niece is into them, maybe. I'll ask her if she wants a disabled Barbie.
I think it's nice.
Please record that answer.
Do you want a disabled Barbie?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh. Well,
even Natasha, you know, I have friends who have given their kids, you know, dolls with a different skin color than them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, like, is there something to be said? Like, kids will kind of play with anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I think it doesn't hurt to include it in the mix of the usual. Sure. You know, just like whatever kids gravitate to, if it makes them happy, it makes them happy. If it's going to be a woman in a hijab, then...
Yeah, make them...
Lawrence of Arabia Barbie? What the fuck is this? Jesus.
No, I mean... It's actually my cousin. Just stop. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, seriously.
Ooh, set me up.
Bright blue eyes.
I don't think it hurts just to have them, to your point, kids play with anything.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, it could be Bill's face on a pillow. They'll play kind of with it.
I don't know if they will.
Now,
limits.
Here, Pat, the issue is, right, so I used to cut my Barbie's hair. I fucked them up.
Yeah.
It seems really fucked up to fuck up the Barbie in a wheelchair, right?
Like, Bundy your Barbies.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, kids automatically bastardize their toys.
We had a toy when I was a kid, the Evel Knievel, right? He was on a motorcycle, and he'd wind it up, and it would take the fuck off. It was the best toy ever. It's indestructible. That's what they should do with wheelchair Barbie. You know,
yes.
Make her roll and take jumps and shit.
Why are we watching
really
a
roller coaster? There's a lot of little handicapped girls who will enjoy that.
Yes,
I think.
Well, that's the thing. Like, to Natasha's point, I sort of look at these Barbies like I look at Valentine's Day. I don't get why you would really hate them.
Right.
I don't care that they're out there, but I don't understand why you would be really into it either. Yeah.
There he is. Look at that. Look at him.
Oh, look at that. Nicely done, guys.
I'm sick of promoting.
Oh,
like,
the little car.
I understand having an overweight Barbie, but like, kids are fat these days. You need to like control that.
That's a great point, actually.
I forgot.
The thing
and
was
I go
so
there
great.
And like half the kids are fat. I'm like, dude, yeah, this is
them.
A problem.
It's the chopper. Yeah.
No, but speaking of, you know,
that's just how Gina rides a motorcycle.
Dolls geared toward boys.
Yeah.
Why aren't there Ken? I mean, that is unfortunately an unrealistic body for a man. And then it results in this.
Ain't got no dick.
Do we have the video?
There we go. Wait,
we don't have a video.
Good cue right there.
It results in.
It's coming.
Is it working for a weekend? All right.
Oh, I like those.
It results in people being featured on My Strange Addiction.
Oh, you love that show.
I do.
Oh wow, what channel?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea what you're talking about.
The Ken guy. The guy who's
the Ken guy.
I sent the video.
He wanted to be Ken.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about, even though I don't see the link.
If we type in the guy that looks like Ken on The Strange Addiction, I think that's it.
He's addicted
to
looking.
So hard on finding the goddamn link, Bill.
I don't like it when you take the Lord's name in vain.
He looks like Ken. He's addicted to look like Ken.
He has had, I think, over 100 surgeries to look like a Ken doll.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay, I need a before and after, though. I want to know, like...
They show it.
Have you run him before?
They show it in the video. Here we go.
Oh, God, he's sick.
Oh!
By the way, he's exfoliating with a power tool.
Oh, this is a new guy. There's another guy who does this, too, before
and this dude.
Yeah, we had that guy that looks almost like the Catwoman at this point. Look at that!
Is he gay or straight?
And spent $158,000 to make me really resemble a doll.
He would make a great Joker on Halloween, though. Chest was first.
Yeah.
Then moved on to bicep.
Yeah, his body's crazy, though.
Bicep implants. A brow bone shave.
Mm-hmm.
I had a brow lift.
Gino just woke up.
And I started having a couple other nose revisions. They all get a little fuzzy after a while. But at the end, I've had 5 nose jobs now.
Hey,
the doll? You probably want to date a Barbie.
Oh my God, look at this voodoo doll.
The ideal male aesthetic. When I was probably about 12 or 13,
so here, that's what he looked like.
Oh, he didn't look that different, really.
No.
Yeah.
Just more chiseled now.
Could have been this is like when we do stories on those sex robots. There's that uncanny valley thing with them that's happening with an actual human being right now. Like, that face is fucking eerie.
Yeah. He likes to walk into the room.
Is that his apartment?
What the fuck?
What does he do?
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck does he own all of this?
I mean...
Yeah, what is he doing where he's successful?
How does he pay for it?
Maybe he's a trust fund baby.
Maybe.
Dick.
Doesn't he look like every...
Just because you suck dick, let me just tell you, you don't
doesn't
live in apartments.
Always wind up in a swanky place.
He's got to send a lot of dick for these surgeries.
It doesn't matter what the dolls look like. That's not going to make a person have unrealistic standards. You're born, like, kind of wanting to change yourself, being dissatisfied or not. A doll is not going to change your outlook.
Right, it'll inspire you to... It'd be a trigger point behind what you've already felt.
Yeah, that's already there.
Maybe he was molested with a Ken doll.
Maybe.
He's crooked.
That looks fake. Are those like implants?
Yes.
Oh my God. Everything's an implant. Oh, the world is a vampire.
A lot of money.
Smashy Pumpkins was right.
A lot of money, too.
His lashes.
Oh no, this is a big problem.
I definitely need more whiskey after this.
He probably has. He's probably an influencer.
He'll never be done, though. You know what I mean? He'll
practice forever. That's the disease, like the without a doubt. He looks like every...
I can't. This is worse than Blue Waffle.
Don't put it in Garrett's head that maybe he'll change his mind and put it
Is this video only 18 minutes long?
Yeah, no kidding.
No, don't look at Blue Waffle.
Doesn't he look like any real estate agent on any reality TV show? Yes. Don't they all kind of look like that?
Yes.
They all look like they're either Shepard Smith or wearing a mask of themselves.
Yeah.
And they always screw us on a two-room duplex. That is, I'm beyond words.
Thanks, guys. You really scarred me for
Valentine's
Day.
That was all her. She's the freak in this.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, you know, speaking of white boys who've got it hard.
Oh, the France.
You are on fire today.
Segway. Good segue.
There's the other guy. Ooh,
guys,
as we
know, it's Black History Month, which is a perfect time for Esquire to put out their new cover featuring a white teenage boy from Middle America.
Is there any other kind?
To be fair, it is the March issue, but all issues of magazines come out the month before.
It's a trick, and that's weird.
So there is going to be a series of articles that focus on all different types of people in America, but the first one is a white boy.
It's about time.
And it focuses on this young man in the era of social media, school shootings, toxic masculinity, Me Too, and a divided country.
Trevor the rapist.
People are not happy about it, surprisingly. Not happy about it. A lot of people are unhappy that...
Putting on a shoe? Is that the racist shoe that everyone's talking about?
Yes. Yeah, right? Yeah. It doesn't.
White privilege shoe.
No, Adidas came out with a shoe and everyone's crying about it because it's white.
But yeah, people are upset that if this is a collection, right, of people through all sorts of races and backgrounds, that they chose to do the white person first, that it was released during Black History Month.
Blackface.
That probably the people who are making these decisions, an all-white group of people at Esquire. So, yeah. Was this a great idea or a great idea?
Stop renewing your subscription. At least do it in the other room.
It's only the only one that's keeping them in business.
Right? By the way, I didn't read the feature because I didn't want to pay to read it.
Oh, It was only the headline. It was only the headline.
The two big things you can do that are controversial right now: support the president and put a white person on the cover of a magazine.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a madhouse.
Yeah.
This is becoming network.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
over that white boy.
I'm equal parts happy and sad about it, in the sense that I grew up never seeing a fucking Indian woman anywhere in American.
Aladdin came out when you were a kid.
Kama Sutra too. That's true.
True. But
I know where the clitoris is, but. Okay, no, she wasn't Indian. But anyway, the point is that there was,
God damn it, Gino.
There was something exciting about this thing that's finally happening. But we're really just taking it
just
too
nitpicking,
far.
Just like relax.
Nitpicking way too much. It's a white guy. Great. We as in the non-whites are trying to be part of the fold, and we are part of the fold. Let's just be all communally part of the fucking fold.
That's nice to
hear. If it's a white dude, that's going to be on the cover, and then the next day it's a black guy. Okay, awesome. If it's going to be a Chinese person, awesome. Why make it, like, why sectionalize it for no reason?
Yeah.
We've already done that. We're trying to break through with that. God
let's
damn it.
Move on.
Yeah. 2020.
You should.
Thank you.
We can't run for president.
We saw.
Jameson will be my running mate.
Hey, Maria, I'm thinking that if a guy goes into a newsstand and sees a giant magazine with, like, that that guy on the thing and it just says American Boy on the thing, he's going to think it's a magazine about something that it's not.
Yeah, maybe.
Particularly if, depending on the area of the city that it's in. Would it, are you outraged by this?
No.
Are you eye-rolling?
I mean, I'm outraged about, like, I'm just over, God, we just over keep it. Focusing on, we don't handle these issues well. It's just, like, retarded. Mm. That's not a nice word to use. I'm sorry.
Gina loves it.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
No, is it?
I've been hanging out with them way too
but
much
they put
the
a retarded
week.
Person on the cover.
Well,
that'd be retarded.
Whatever.
As well.
Just we're such a sensitive society. Stand-up comedy is getting really hard to do these days.
That's the thing. I always thought that was sort of an island where you didn't have to be it. But have you found lately that this has been an issue overall?
I mean, everything. Also, you know, I hate women because I'm not with the Me Too movement. I am, but I'm not. By the way, you have an article about that people white women who voted for Trump aren't for the Me Too movement.
We haven't gotten to that in ages, and I also...
Oh, I'm over it. Ages, because it's a long time ago.
You hate the Me Too movement?
I just think we're not...
Because you're on the wrong side of it?
You know, you performed with Louis C.K. one time.
That would have been... That's really what I should have said.
You just hate everything because you're on the rag, right?
Oh.
I gotta change my tampon. Fuck you guys.
Bet your vagina looks weird.
Oh, every callback has a callback today. I do not have to put it out anymore, but it was a great article in The Economist about the biggest part of women in the Me Too group that are against it are white women. I believe it was 55 and up.
Yeah, because they rather have a girl get fired that submitted sexual harassment than the guy who did it or something. Yeah.
That, and one thing that I thought was very interesting that I did not see coming, I guess, but it makes sense, is that a lot of them have sons that are now in the workforce, and they look at it from their perspective about getting false allegations and things like that. And mommy wants to side with her son, except if it's me, right, Mom?
Could it also be because they like to occasionally get some dick? You know? And white guys will get really skittish, you know? And like, I don't know what to do.
That's actually a very good point. I've come across people like that who are quite afraid. They're like, okay, well, maybe she just wants my dick. And then it's like, well, I don't. Do I have an adequate one? Is the coloring okay?
I like it when you make it folksy. My dick.
My dick.
My dick. It sounds like a side at McDonald's. We're too much fast food today. And Pat, the other thing, too, was that this, I believe they said that a lot of most of them are in the Midwest, which I guess makes sense, too.
Women
that are the most against the Me Too movement.
Right.
Yeah, well, they've never been raped before in their lives.
Yeah, good women out there in the Midwest.
Yeah, starting a new movement.
I never said.
Hashtag me either.
If you're going to rape somebody.
It's not all about rape.
They've never been to a hazing.
We condemn every single one of these. We got time for one more, darling. You want to pick? That's my Valentine's Day gift to you. It's cheap. We've had that one forever.
That was that. Okay.
Rape is wrong.
We have rifling through paper music.
Yeah. But the shoes that make you fat, tell you you're fat. Shoes that tell you you're fat?
No,
oh, Bill Cosby's stupid.
Apparently, Google is developing shoes.
Oh, fat shoes.
That will be able to tell you if you are fat by wearing
them.
That's
actually a great idea, I think.
Apparently,
it's not going to be a big seller.
Will measure.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
My shoes tell me how fat I am.
Just in general.
What was it, Amory? It measures like
Fuck
your
a day
BMI
in my
or...
shoes. Yeah, you're fat.
That's going to be her abusement. Husbands are going to buy them for their wives.
Barbie?
How about you slip these on, sweetie?
Can Barbie wear it?
Don't they already have them in the form of those little shoes with the little...
How about you just know you're getting fat?
Yeah, exactly. It's called eyes.
Shoes make me look fat.
I don't have a photo of them, but they give the actual weight.
Like, Google has to tell us everything now.
Yeah.
Google everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. There's... Who would want that? And also, like, let's say someone gives them to you as a gift. What does that say?
So I'm saying, like, a husband gives it to a wife, be like, sweetie pie.
But you know what? I always, for example, scales, right? Whenever I step on one, it's always wrong.
It's always wrong.
You know, it's like,
not accurate.
There's something wrong with this scale, or I'll move it to a different part of the house.
Yeah.
Lighter
take off your take off the earrings.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just feel like, but actually with these shoes, there could be real
making
sort of
worse.
Error with it.
Or make you more, I guess it could also psychologically make you more aware of what you're doing. Maybe you'll focus more because you know you have the fat shoes on.
Whenever Gino steps on a scale, right. It's actually a toilet. Right.
How does it tell you? how does it tell you that you're fat?
It doesn't.
It's a vocal thing.
Like you're fat. Yeah.
It'll actually vocally
get
say,
up
"Hey,
the stairs faster, you fucker."
I didn't realize we had audio of the shoe right now.
I'm not.
Why is Aaron Berg's not calling it as the shoe?
Google's like, "Shut up, Natasha." Jesus.
I assume it's similar to a Fitbit. Like, there's something right. from the foot that you get maybe yes. on your phone. There's like
I think
a
that's exactly
thing
it.
There.
Yeah, I don't know how where.
So
where
you,
how do the shoes look?
Pumps, heels.
I assume it's like one of those Skechers, like the awful right. stupid sneaker.
It looks exactly like what Marty McFly wore.
Millennials are going to be like, my shoe called me fat. Like, they're going to cry about it.
A bullying shoe. You're
a
not
bullying
fat.
Shoe.
You're just
pleasantly
genetics.
Yeah. You're beautiful. Love your body.
Why is your name Cartman?
I don't know. I didn't prep our amazing studio for the graphics, but hopefully they'll be
awful.
Fine. You guys, a lot of people come here and they think they know Joanne Nosodzinski.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I really think I know Joanne Nosodzinski, but definitely no whiskey. How much do we really know about her? Thank God we've come up with a quiz to find out if we have those graphics. There we go.
Wow.
I have never been more attracted to her.
Learning already.
All natural.
You actually kind of remind me of Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, she's going to give you one quick question, three possibilities, and you have to decide.
I feel like I got to know you really well the other night.
I forget. No, I remember. Okay.
How do you remember lines for a role?
This is a question with three options. One is correct. What is Joanne's favorite pasta? Is it spaghetti bolognese? Is it fettuccine Alfredo? Or is it, why are you guys laughing so hard? Or is it mushroom ravioli?
Okay, I know what it is.
What is my favorite?
I'm fascinated that Natasha's convinced she knows what it is.
I'm so certain. Yeah, exactly. I've never seen you eat pasta ever, but I'm going to go with mushroom ravioli.
Okay, who else?
Yeah, I think I'll say that too, because I don't think you would say that unless it was it.
That's a
great point. What was the second one, fettuccine?
I think fettuccine would be too creamy.
Like, I'm gonna go B.
You're doing fettuccine.
I'm going to say E, tequila.
Close. Ooh. Garrett, John, do you have guesses?
Oof, I was paying attention.
I was gonna go for the mushroom.
Okay.
Now I'm feeling like it's the first one. Go ahead, what is it?
No, the answer is A, spaghetti bolognese. I am a classic
she
Italian
just
girl.
Because you said something, Gino.
I agree.
The meat sauce, and sometimes with some peas.
Listen,
we just have to trust her on this.
I was singing
that.
I'm going to see you eat it to believe it. And that's what she says.
I doubt that John Sullivan serves it.
I don't.
Challenge accepted.
I swear I'm not a lesbian. I know that.
Guys, this was a wonderful way to end the week, apart from Gino gabbing over there. Can we go around the table and give us any plugs you want to throw out before we send you on your merry way?
Who starts?
Today.
You can go. Ladies
all right.
First.
Well, watch Trump tonight at 8 p.m.
Show.
Oh,
yes,
here?
Thank you.
It was on last week. Had a blast.
And also tomorrow and Saturday, I'm in at the Comfort Suites in Fishkill, New York.
That does sound comfortable.
Comfort Suites?
Who books that?
I don't know. I'm off this week.
I'm off whenever an editor won't call me either, Gino. Natasha?
I'm good.
You are good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What's today's date? The 14th?
Today is the 45th.
I'm going out of town till Tuesday.
To doing what?
I'm going to sound like I'm going to the Hamptons.
Ooh, look at you.
It's President's Day on Monday, so it's a long weekend for most folks.
Yeah, I'm going. Coming back Tuesday.
All right. Well, I'm glad we gave you that time to put on some airs. Jesus fucking Christ. Joe, go to your graphics and then you give us your PSA.
Oh, Joe.
That's right.
Aww.
To misquote a Lady Gaga quote, because I can't remember it exactly. Your career will never turn to you in the morning and tell you it doesn't love you anymore. So if you're single this Valentine's Day, I don't know, just dive deeper into your career. Make something of yourself.
Unbelievably depressing. Go kill yourself.